writing proposed ordinances that would be reviewed and considered, my main thrust or my main expertise was to be in real estate. And in Denton, it was already proposed that these gigantic subdivisions were coming in, especially on the west side, that one person had once described as being so large that once they were built out, it would double the population of Denton. These areas where these proposed subdivisions are just riddled with gas wells and gas production. So what it means is building thousands and thousands of more homes near production sites where fracking is active, where there are tanks, tank batteries holding how many tens of thousands of gallons of poisonous and lethal substances that are used in the fracking process, and what comes back out of these wells as part of the process. So my main concern was we already had these subdivisions, some of them large, some of them small, dotted all over Denton and just on the outskirts of Denton, that had wells already on the property before anything was ever built on it. And the fact that many of the builders are building very close to these wells. And the public was largely ignorant of it. And in Texas real estate law, there's a lot to do with disclosure that are required. But if there's nowhere that said a builder of a subdivision or an owner had to disclose what may be right in the middle of the subdivision disguised as something else. And that was very concerning.
Didn't one in particular use the gas wells as a selling point?
I won't say that a builder or a developer did that, because you've got an army of salespeople too who in some instances were caught by me in particular of lying through their teeth about what was there and gotten into some very angry arguments. Not on my part. I was never angry. But there are some people that don't like to be corrected about the possible dangers. So having these things existed and knowing, being a realtor and knowing that it was never disclosed to anybody who was actually the poor buyer, because the instance is the developer builder does not have to disclose. But if the buyer buys a house near gas well and there are problems associated with it, for instance, their yard was contaminated, that sort of thing, when that buyer sells, law requires them to disclose. Not a fair situation at all, as well as not fair to endanger people's health right in their own home. So I had wrote a proposal for part of the ordinance that would say that any builder or developer had to disclose the locations. First, the wells existed, and disclose the locations, because in some communities, the location was pretty well hidden or disguised. And the average person is very ignorant about this. I talked to mothers who were dropping off their children at Geyer High School when the first fracking was being done. And they said, we thought they were drilling water wells. People assume the best in these instances. Who would believe that their school system would subsidize their budgets by allowing gas wells and basically what I call a bomb factory to be built right on school grounds. So my thrust of everything was disclosed, disclosed. It was the first proposal to be put before the panel, that fine hand-picked panel of mostly industry people, gas industry people, or people who had businesses related to it, who benefited from it, to make these choices of what would go forward. Mine was the first proposal set forth, and it was immediately voted to never be considered. So buyer beware.